This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through the hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Mr. Modi was addressing the Nari Shakti Vandhan Sammelan in New Delhi today. Recalling the passage of the Nari Shakti Vandhan Act in the new Parliament building in 2023, the Prime Minister noted that it was passed unanimously, with all parties agreeing that it should be implemented by 2029 in any case. Mr. Modi remarked that the Nari Shakti Vandhan Act must be implemented on time so that women's participation strengthens our democracy, for which a special session of Parliament's budget session will begin from the 16th of this month.
Rajyon ki vidhan sabhaon se lekar desh ki sansad tak dashakon ki pratiksha ke ant ka samay 16 17 18 hai 2023 mein nayi sansad mein nari shakti vandhan अधिनियम के रूप में प्रथम कदम उठाया था वह समय से लागू हो सके महिलाओं की भागीदारी हमारे लोकतंत्र को मजबूती दे इसके लिए 16 अप्रैल से संसद के बजट सत्र की विशेष बैठक का आयोजन होने जा रहा है
Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all his MPs in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the house and support the party stand. Campaigning is in full swing for assembly elections in Tamil Nadu. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today interacted with the party workers of Tamil Nadu under Mera Booth Sabse Majboot Samvad through Namo app. During the interaction, Mr. Modi said people of Tamil Nadu are looking at the BJP and the NDA with hope for a change in the state.
बीजेपी एनडीए को लोग बदलाव की उम्मीद के साथ देख रहे हैं ये आपकी मेहनत ही है क्या तमिलनाडु में जनता के बीच एक नया माहौल बन रहा है किसानों का भला होना ये हमारी सबसे बड़ी प्राथमिकता है एक वो समय था जब डीएमके के केंद्र सरकार में रहने के बाद भी तमिलनाडु के लिए कोई नया प्रोजेक्ट नहीं आता था और एक आज का समय है एनडीए सरकार रेलवे हाईवे पोर्ट एयरपोर्ट के बड़े प्रोजेक्ट ला रही है तेजी से काम कर रही है
पोलिंग इन द स्टेट विल टेक प्लेस इन अ सिंगल फेज ऑन द 23rd ऑफ दिस मंथ कैंपेनिंग इज ऑल्सो एट इट्स पीक फॉर असेंबली इलेक्शंस इन वेस्ट बंगाल स्टार कैंपेनर्स फ्रॉम वेरियस पार्टीज आर होल्डिंग मीटिंग्स रैलीज एंड पब्लिक गैदरिंग्स टू रीच आउट टू द वोटर्स Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting in Birbhum in support of party candidates. He strongly criticized the misrule of the Trinamool Congress. Mr. Shah said leaders of the ruling party are corrupt and got involved in multiple scams. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress President and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at a public meeting at Suri in Birbhum alleged that after the CAA, the BJP is attempting to implement NRC. CPIM and the Congress candidates also participating in public meetings and door-to-door campaigning. The Supreme Court today declined to entertain a plea challenging the deletion of names from the voters list, which is part of the Special Intensive Division SIR exercise in West Bengal, terming it premature. A top court directed the petitioners to approach the designated appellate tribunals set up to hear such grievances. The government is ensuring the 100% supply of LPG for domestic households and no dry out has been reported at any LPG distributors in the country. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing the interministerial briefing in New Delhi this afternoon. She added that commercial supply of LPG has been restored to 70%. The mortal remains of legendary singer Asha Bhosle, wrapped in the tricolour, have been taken from a residence to the Shivaji Park Crematorium in Dadar in Mumbai, where the last rites are scheduled to be performed in a short while. The iconic singer passed away in Mumbai yesterday at the age of 92. Benchmark domestic equity indices dropped nearly 1% today. The Sensex fell 703 points to close at 76,848, while the Nifty slipped 208 points to settle at 23,843. And that is the end of this news bulletin.